Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on July 28 regarding Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, Myrie, M-Y-R-I-E. Leroy Myrie is a 74-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 1-12-16. Appeared he was cleaning up the place and slid, falling directly onto his knee. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of, quote, no cartilage between bone, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Mr. Myrie states that after this event, he sustained a similar injury when he slipped on a slippery floor. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems with the knee. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Myrie alleged he slipped on 1-12-16, injuring his right knee. Period. Treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Orozco, O-R-O-Z-C-O, on 6-3-19. Period. He noted the initial injury was 1-12-16 when he was employed for 8 months. Period. He was removing a box from the top of a machine and he had an impact on his right knee. Period. He went to Inspira Urgent Care where x-rays were done. Period. He had discomfort, pain, and swelling, and then underwent arthroscopy on the knee by Dr. McAlpin on 8-10-16. Period. Despite this, he remained symptomatic and then had a series of cortisone and viscosupplementation injections without relief. Period. After examination, Dr. Orozco, Dr. Orozco performed x-rays of the right knee, demonstrating severe advanced arthritis in the knee with bone-on-bone arthritis, subchondral sclerosis, osteophyte formation, cystic formation, and femoro-tibial collapse in the lateral compartment. His overall diagnosis was advanced arthritis of the right knee. He opined the petitioner was a good candidate for surgical intervention consisting of right total knee arthroplasty. Period. He saw Dr. Orozco again on August 26, 2019. Period. He was then referred for a CAT scan of the knee. This was done on 9/11/19 to be inserted here. Period. It does not appear that he followed up with Dr. Orozco or had any further treatment. Period. At this last visit, he was going to do a home exercise program. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed hypopigmented irregular and hyperpigmented scars that he attributed to childhood. It appeared there was swelling of both ankles and perhaps some of the right knee. It appeared motion of the right knee was from 5 to 75 degrees of flexion with tenderness but no crepitus. It appeared motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. It appeared he felt a pressure-like sensation with palpation about the lateral right knee, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with antalgia on the right and did not utilize a handheld assistive device. Period. I scratched that. He did use a cane in his right hand. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes without a limp. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 15 degrees and rise. Period. There was tenderness palpation about the right greater trochanter, but there was none on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 1-12-16, Leroy Myrie injured his right knee at work when he struck it anteriorly. disappeared. He was seen at urgent care and came under the orthopedic treatment of Dr. McAlpin. Period, on 8/10/16, he performed right knee arthroscopy. Period. He subsequently had various injections. Period. On 6/3/19, he came under the care of Dr. Orozco. Period. At that juncture, motion of the right knee was from 5 to 110 degrees. Period. There was crepitus and pain with range of motion of his right knee and a valgus alignment of 10 degrees. Period. X-ray showed advanced arthritis of the right knee. Period. The specific findings of Dr. McAlpin's surgery were not indicated. Period. New paragraph. He was thought to be a good candidate for right total knee arthroplasty. Period. As part of preoperative planning, a CAT scan of the knee was done to be inserted here. Period. However, it does not appear that Mr. Myrie returned to Dr. Orozco or availed himself of arthroplasty. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the right knee with tenderness at the endpoint of flexion. Period. There was a suggestion of swelling about the right knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. He did ambulate with an intelligent gait on the right, using a cane in the right hand. Period. He was able to squat to 15 degrees. Period. New paragraph. This case represents. ...10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of his prior arthroscopic surgery, presumably for a meniscal tear, as well as the advanced arthritis he developed a few years later. Period. This would not correlate with, this timing would not correlate with the injury of 2016. Period. End.